is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of January, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist David Mitchell, born Southport, England, 1969, whose novel Cloud Atlas was a big bestseller. 2004 it came out, because he switched between very different literary styles. Six stories in the book, one within the other, six different genres, a 19th century diary about a sea adventure in the South Pacific, and a set of letters from a musician in the 1930s, and a 1970s California environmental thriller in pulp fiction style, and a gangster story, and a near-future dystopia set in Korea, and finally the story of a tribal post-apocalyptic culture in the South Pacific. It got great reviews, Cloud Atlas, and then David Mitchell turned a corner with his most recent book and wrote a straightforward piece of historical fiction set in 18th century Japan, The Thousand Autumns of Jacob de Zoet. He wrote, "Midlife crisis, age, the heart gets more interesting than structure. I've got kids, I've got a wife, we're stuck with each other for a while, and suddenly there's an understanding that this is what life is. It's actually the mess, it's the mud, it's the tangle, it's not the clean, hygienic fireworks. It's the little invisible novels that get written between two people every day of their lives." It's the birthday of Jack London, born in San Francisco, 1876, grew up in Oakland, working-class town, left school at the age of 14, bought a boat, started working as an oyster pirate. He was a sailor, he was a factory worker, and then he went up north for the Klondike Gold Rush in Alaska and came home and published The Call of the Wild, 1903, which made him very famous at the age of just 27. And it was on this day 1 year ago, a huge earthquake devastated Haiti, had a magnitude of 7.0 on the Richter scale. The epicenter was just west of Port-au-Prince, the capital. More than 2 million of the nation's 10 million people were in Port-au-Prince, so it devastated the country. An earthquake set off by a fault that had not been mapped before, running along the northern border of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Haiti was once a profitable French colony. The slaves they had brought in from Africa throughout the French Revolution in 1791. The French saddled the country with a horrendous debt. Leader after leader came through. Haiti's had 22 leaders in 65 years. There was deforestation, overfarming, the Duvaliers, brutal dictators. Even before the earthquake, Haiti was the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, the average Haitian living on less than $2 a day. A year later, still working to recover from the devastating earthquake. Here's a poem for today by Jonathan Green, City Scene in Snow. After sledding in the park's deep snow, the two sons refuse to walk home. The weary father trudges along, pulling them home in the sparsely trafficked streets, snow still falling. At times, the kids fall off, laughing, not wanting the day to end. Hushed streets, except for the rumble of the subway. Out of the corner of his eye, the father spies Orpheus with guitar case descending the dark steps off to reclaim lost love. City Scene in Snow by Jonathan Green from Distillations and Siphonings. Published by Broadstone Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.